comparison is a killer. Let this be the last time that you compare yourself with others and speak down to yourself and walk in unbelief concerning what God has said about you. I know that we're in the digital age and everything is online. When you go to social media, when you go to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Threads, you name it, so much content for us to consume. We see all kinds of people all over the world. And if you're not careful, you'll begin to talk about, I don't look like this person. I'm not as pretty. I'm not as handsome. I don't have such a wonderful family. I don't do that with my friends. I've never been to that restaurant. Ooh, she has a nice job. He goes to a wonderful place. Listen, if you are not careful, you will send yourself into sadness and depression and worry and faithlessness. Why? Because you're looking at the path that God has somebody else on and not focusing on your path and what God is doing in your life. I believe that we should celebrate one another, appreciate one another, but the moment we start comparing each other, that opens the door for jealousy to come in and all kinds of strife and evil and animosity in the heart. So today, let us appreciate what God is doing in our lives. Let us appreciate the path that He has placed us on. And let us walk in joy, peace, and contentment. This is what the scripture says, and I really, really like it. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 12, it says, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise." It's not wise to do that. As a matter of fact, these people in this context were using themselves as the standard. And in this world, we see that a standard is created that is very much different from the standard of God. The success in the world is different from success in God's eyes. And so we need to be careful about how we're comparing ourselves and what we deem to be good or what we deem to be success, what we deem to be wonderful and pleasurable. When God looks at it, he's not pleased with it. He doesn't see it as anything to be impressed by. To compare or comparison is a consideration or estimate of the similarities or dissimilarities between two things or people. It is likening one thing to another, connecting something or someone to your reality, to estimate or measure. Ask yourself, let's ask ourselves, what is the measure that I live by? How do I measure my life? How do I define my life? Is it by social media? Is it by what somebody else says? Is it by the standard of Wall Street? Is it by the standard of Hollywood or Nollywood? Or is it by the standard of God and what He says? There are many times our life may not look like what the world says it should look like, but God is impressed and He's pleased because He sees Himself. And that's what ought to give us joy. So if there is any comparison at all, let's compare ourselves not among this one and that one, but Christ. When I look at Christ, do I see me? Am I a reflection of His life? And that's where our joy and definition of life should come from. God bless you until next time.